BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Israeli forces say they have hit Syrian air defences and Iranian targets in a wave of airstrikes after Syrian government forces said they had brought down an Israeli fighter jet. The aircraft crashed in Israeli territory. Two pilots were injured, one of them seriously. Tom Bateman reports.
Israel said a drone flown from Syria infiltrated its airspace early this morning. Blaming Iran, it described this as the most blatant and severe violation of Israeli sovereignty in recent years. Its F-16s attacked a facility in eastern Syria from which the drone was allegedly controlled, and according to the military, they came under heavy Syrian anti-aircraft fire. One of the jets crashed in Israeli territory. Israel then launched strikes against air defences and Iranian targets inside Syria, in what amounted to one of the most serious escalations yet between regional enemies. Iran accused Israel of lying and played down the scope of its role in Syria.
The UN Human Rights Commissioner has condemned the recent escalation of violence in Syria and said attacks on medical facilities and civilians could constitute war crimes. Zayd Raad al-Hussein said the past week had been one of the bloodiest of the entire Syrian conflict. Elizabeth Throssell is his spokesperson.
This has been a week of soaring violence and bloodshed in Syria. More than 1,000 civilian casualties in 6 days. We've received reports that at least 277 civilians have been killed. 230 of these people were killed in airstrikes by the Syrian government and their allies.
North and South Korea have competed together for the first time at the Olympics on a day of diplomatic drama for the two nations. A joint women's ice hockey team took on Switzerland, just hours after the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un invited the South Korean president Moon Jae-in to Pyongyang. If Mr. Moon accepts, it will be only the third meeting between leaders of the two countries. The invitation was delivered by Mr. Kim's sister at a meeting with President Moon. World News from the BBC.